A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local homebuyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. I'm Lindsay Ertz, of course, joined by Heather Osmond of Osmond Design. Hi,
How's
Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
So good. I'm excited to be here today to talk about new construction. I bought a house about a year ago, and this was something we would have loved to get into, new construction. But around the market, it just felt so tapped, and there weren't a lot of great areas where I was seeing new construction. You can correct me if that's wrong.
Okay, so I will tell you, there are some great neighborhoods that are popping up for new construction. Again, existing homes are definitely booming in Utah. Utah has not slowed down. It is a great time to be in the market here in Utah. You know, Lindsay, I love doing this show because oftentimes we get to have guests, the best of the best in Utah, come on our show. This is the KSL Home Show. We get to pick their brains. We get to get this free advice. Today we have Craig Whiting. He's the principal owner and broker of Rock Real Estate. Craig, welcome back.
Thank you for having me on, Heather and Lindsay. Really appreciate it greatly.
Craig, okay, tell me, am I wrong when it comes to new construction? It sounds like there are areas, maybe I just didn't find them. Or maybe, you know, maybe it wasn't the area I wanted to be in, per se.
So depending where you're at, for sure, there will be some areas where new construction is very prevalent, like Northern Utah County and Southern Salt Lake County have lots of options right now. If you're in other parts of Salt Lake County, then it is becoming, land's becoming more scarce. So it is tougher to find new construction, except in some small infill subdivisions.
And tell me, let's talk about, Craig, so anyone can just walk into a spec home, right? A model home, and be like, I want this. But you're saying it's probably a good idea to have an agent with you when you do that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And it's very tempting. You drive by, you see the model home sign, and you're curious, you want to go in. And then the temptation then becomes to see, well, I can just pursue this path myself. I'm becoming friends with the agent that's here representing the builder. But there are risks to that, primarily that the agent representing the builder is representing the builder, watching out solely and primarily for the builder's interests and not yours as the buyer.
And the builder pays their paycheck. And so even though they say, well, I can represent both of you, oftentimes you do need to be careful because you do want someone that has your best interest in mind, that is looking out for you, just like you said, and can help you through that process. So generally, when you walk into a model home, just like you're saying, they'll greet you. You walk through and you get to pick your lot. You get to find out what's included, what's not included, some of those things. Having an agent and broker like you helps a lot because you know the neighborhood. You know the area. You've probably sold many homes in that area and can really help them navigate those choppy waters.
Yeah, and in addition to that, too, bringing experience of what are other builders charging for upgrades in the market, not just this particular builder, and knowing whether the builder you're interested in has fair prices for upgrades, fair prices for lots, fair prices for lot premiums. And even so, when you're walking through the community and you're looking at the various lots, maybe not on your mind is, well, which lot will actually have best resale?
Right.
And an agent that's skilled and experienced should be with you to help you make that decision.
I think that's fantastic. Okay, so then we'll also talk about when you are picking all of those selections, where's the best place to spend your money?
You know, that's a great question because everybody has a budget. They're building on a budget. So where should they put the money to get the biggest bang for the buck on resale? And as an example, I'm just going to throw out an example. So should you put 9-foot ceilings in the basement, or where should you put that money if you're not going to put it there? Putting it in the kitchen is the spot to go.
Mm-hmm.
That is where you will get the best bang for the buck on resale. And I think a lot of enjoyment for yourself and also for all the guests that are coming to your home.
Yeah.
That's the impressive place to put it. You spend a lot of time there.
Kitchens sell homes. There's no doubt about that.
That is good to remember. It's interesting, Craig, when you talk about, these upgrades that you could get you know, essentially you're building a house from a ground up with a builder who comes in and is like, here's the things I can offer you. But there is some negotiation involved when it comes to the things that you actually want in your home.
Yeah, yes. And there are so many selections. You will be making literally hundreds of decisions in this process.
I can see myself getting builder's fatigue where I'm just like, the blue cabinets, I want the blue, I don't care, I'm so done.
Yeah, and having an agent right there beside you to help prompt and even make be the tiebreaker in a decision if there's a discussion between a husband and wife perhaps over what to do, and just saying, well, you know, this choice would lead to a better resale value.
It's very, very helpful.
Building homes can break up marriages.
It absolutely can. Okay, so when you pick a starter home, oftentimes these track builders, they'll have pick A, B, or C, and that's what you get to choose.
Sure.
So that's a very easy. Usually there's a tan option, a gray option, and a tan and gray option usually right. is what those three options are.
Right.
But as you build with a custom builder, just like you're saying, there are thousands and thousands of different things, including hinges on the doors and tile backsplashes and just things that you don't normally think of that sometimes often stump people. So like you said, having someone from the very get-go that has your best interest in mind is going to be very imperative. You have a couple stories.
Well, yeah, for sure. The builders are, and the builder's agent is designed to watch out for the builder's interests. And so let's say, for instance, something goes, I mean, no build job goes perfectly. There are a lot of great builders, I will say. I'll put a plug in for the builders here in the Wasatch Front. They do a phenomenal job, generally speaking. But with every build job, there are moving pieces and parts, and sometimes things will not work as it should. And so, like, as a recent example, the builder built a home for one of my clients, and my client's moving in, and it's a rainy and a cold day, and where the downspout was placed, water started coming over the sidewalk leading up to the porch. And we called the builder. We said, builder, this is an issue, especially when this gets colder. This is going to freeze. The builder wouldn't fix it. So, well, we built it according to the plans and the specs of the house. It's got a certificate of occupancy. And a buyer, by himself or herself, trying to go up against a big builder to get these things fixed, it can be difficult. Mm. So I got involved. I hiked it up beyond multiple levels within the building company and was able to get the builder to come in and actually fix this. And so having someone by your side for this or many other issues, whether it's concrete settling or they put the fireplace in the wrong, maybe they put it a few inches lower or higher than where you had intended it, things like that where you need an agent to come in and go to bat for you.
Oh, I think so. You know, I've been part of so many contracts and seen as a designer going into people's homes and seeing that they paid for canned lights to be installed in areas where they weren't installed. So sometimes even just putting the outlets behind the bed so that the nightstands, once the nightstands are next to the bed, that those lamps actually plug in without having draping cords that are 3 feet on either side. So just having a fresh set of eyes, I think, sometimes makes all the difference in the world.
That makes a lot of sense now that I'm thinking about my own home and the inconveniences.
And it doesn't cost any more money to do that. It's just careful preparation and
yes.
planning and experience, right?
And something a builder might not be thinking about because he's just or she's just trying to build the house and get things done and put in.
Yeah, up to the city specs, which are basically, every 8 or 12 feet or whatever for those outlets, depending on the city that you're working with.
So and buyers might not be, like you said, there might not be on their mind, but agents, it's on our minds when you're building these things, thinking about these little nuances and even thinking about bigger nuances such as, okay, the home I'm about to spend, let's say I'm spending $400,000 to $600,000 on a home, the home I build and I'm putting my colors and choices into it, is this going to be something good for resale? Am I following the current trends? One of those trends being, as an example, big showers in the master as opposed to having even a tub. It used to be the separate tub and shower was the thing for so long. And builders and buyers may think, okay, I need to have the separate tub and shower because that's what people like. Actually, the trend right now is a big shower. Get the tub out of the master and just get a big, luxurious shower.
A separate tub for the kiddos, perhaps, in a separate bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. You want a tub somewhere, but it doesn't need to be in the master.
And oftentimes, kids' bedrooms, actually, they have those en suites that are attached, and they're actually not even doing tubs in those. They'll just do showers for even all the kids. But I have to tell you, Craig, that you and I talked about this a little bit before, previously this week, but oftentimes people will come in and they will be building a 2019 or a 2020 home using, 1980 products, right, that have been out for 20 years. And so I think having a great real estate agent, a great designer there to help you build a 2019 or 2020 home that is current will make all the difference in the world and probably give you $20,000 to $30,000 worth of equity in addition to just doing it, you know, any other way.
Yeah, and it reduces your risk. I mean, it's your forever home, right? Well, what happens if something tragic happens and you have to sell within a couple of years? You didn't design it right to begin with. It could be problematic on resale.
Craig Whiting, the principal owner and broker of Rock Real Estate. Craig, any final thoughts you want to leave with us as to why we should have an agent, hire an agent, specifically you, when we're looking at new construction?
Well, I think one of the primary reasons people say, well, I'm not going to use an agent here, is they're worried about cost. The great thing here, especially in the Wasatch Front, builders here in the Wasatch Front, these big builders, they'll give you the same price whether you bring an agent to the table or not. Where you may be charged is if the agent himself has some fees, but our brokerage does not charge buyers any fees. There are no fees, no transaction fees when you use our brokerage and representing when you purchase a new construction. So there is no cost, yet you get all the expertise of an agent coming by your side who knows the trends, the market, to help you make good choices for your investment.
And if you're looking to sell your home, you also do that.
Yeah, for sure we do that. And we have discounted commission structures to help maximize the amount of money that goes to a buyer's pocket. It's not all about cost. It's also about price, selling it for a high price. And I like to tell people, what you really need is the value. Search for the value. The combination of the agent that can get you the highest price possible while giving you reasonable costs or discounted costs, that then, in the end of the day, gives you the most money back in your pocket.
Craig Whiting, Rock Real Estate. Where can people find you?
So the easiest place is craigwhiting.com. You can also you can text me, email me, or go to the website. My phone number, 801-879-4642. You can email me, craig@craigwhiting.com, and my name is spelled C-R-A-I-G-W-H-I-T-I-N-G.
Craig, thank you so much for being here. And if people are in the market for new construction, now they know where to go.
Yeah, thanks. We would be happy to help any of you for sure.
And we'll be back with Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on The Home Show.